have a packed out call tonight. Hey, it's a little bit after 7 o'clock here in California. I want to totally welcome all of you brand new guests that are on the phone, those of you who are listening to us live for the very first time, and also those of you who are listening to us, it's now tomorrow if you're listening to us online, from all over the world. We've got people from so many different nations and countries from all over the globe that are plugging into these calls and plugging in on our website literally on a daily basis. And so tonight we are going to talk about the interpersonal marketing industry, also known as the direct selling industry, network marketing, or multi-level marketing, whatever it is that you want to call it. I prefer to stay away from those other words because of the connotation that usually goes along with it. Interpersonal marketing is what I'm going to be calling it tonight. But we're going to talk about why that industry. Why are people succeeding in that industry? Why do that type of a business for all of you who are in a home-based business? And I know we've got all kinds of doctors and lawyers, people with PhDs, people who are in the corporate world, vice presidents and CEOs, as well as people who are just now starting in their own home-based business that are on this call. And so even if you're not involved in the home-based business industry or the interpersonal marketing industry, that's okay. You're going to learn some information that will be very beneficial just about business in general here tonight. I've got 6 pages of notes that I'm going to get through between now and the top of the hour. So that's going to be our topic. Why? Why this industry? Why the interpersonal marketing industry? Why a home-based business? Why do people have these? Why make a choice to actually be involved with something like that? But before I get started, I'll just go ahead and tell you a little bit about who I am, where I come from, and why you're probably listening right now. I started in business for myself when I was 19 years old, and I actually started in the direct sales industry. My first introduction into the industry, though, was not real positive. It took me 2 months actually to decide to sign the application and get started because I grew up in a home with parents that were drug addicts and a father that was very violent, violently abusive. And I had a very shaky childhood, was not stable, and moved out of the house when I was 16 because of it, started supporting myself, put myself through high school, did not believe that people like me ever succeeded in anything. So I was first introduced to the concept of going into business for myself. I told the person who introduced me, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. After 2 months, I finally got the courage to say, okay, I'll give it my best shot. After 6 months of absolute failure, couldn't get customers, couldn't get people interested in my program, I found somebody who was doing very well in the very same business that I had started on, and I asked him, please teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. He told me about a training seminar that he said if I had not invested and gone to this training seminar, he would not work with me. He said if I gave him any excuses about going, he would not work with me. That would be the end of our relationship, and he would not show me how to succeed unless I made that investment, which was about $1,500 to go to that training seminar. So I went, I found the money, figured out how to put myself in that weekend, came out of that and made $4,000 my first 8 days, which is amazing, absolutely amazing. After 6 months of no income at all coming in, working hard but not seeing any fruit, 2-day training seminar equipped me, opened my eyes, built my belief, came out with conviction, it started rolling with it, and 8 days brought in 25 people into my program. The next check was $11,000, next one $15,000, next one $20,000. Oh, actually, just under $21,000 the month I turned 21. So after that, I decided I wanted to complete my life, get married, make some babies, all that fun stuff, and the gentleman that I married changed his mind after we exchanged our vows, and he took off with another woman to Japan, drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. We had moved to Hawaii as common ground. He was Canadian, I was American, and Hawaii was the place we decided to settle down. So there I am, 3,000 miles away from any family, friends, or anything that's familiar. I'm living on the Big Island of Hawaii, destitute, broke, $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt, and I am 50 pounds overweight. Destitute mentally, spiritually, financially, and physically. Full of despair, completely depressed, totally oppressed, wanting to end my own life. After several weeks of being completely homeless, and I'm not joking you, literally homeless, living out of my car, sleeping on various different beaches or any other place that I could lay my head down for that night, found a job as a cocktail waitress, started working that job, still being homeless. After I got sick and tired of myself, sick and tired of my whining, murmuring, and complaining, decided to find another opportunity and to start another business. Even though I had been burned in the prior business where everything was stolen from me, decided, hello, I got to step up and do something about my life. Where else can you take an uneducated female with no self-confidence who is homeless? Where else can you take a homeless female at the age of 21 and open a door for her to start a business with no product, no experience, no brochures, no advertising budget, no phone, and no physical address? I will tell you the place you can do that, and that's right here in the direct selling industry. That's right here in this industry that we call the interpersonal marketing industry. That's the industry where you can take an uneducated female who's down, destitute, dead broke, and start up from nothing, and start a business out of thin air. So I got a payphone booth, I got a voicemail system, and I put a handwritten flyer at a post office. Got 25 phone calls, called 25 of those people back, 24 out of 25 said, yes, I want it, and I want it now. Made $2,000 my first 10 hours that I invested into that new business with no product, no brochures, no nothing. Made $2,000 cash into my pocket right away. Next month, put in 30 hours, made $6,500. Next month, put in a full-time effort, made over $10,000, broke all the international sales records in that company that had hundreds of thousands of distributors worldwide. The company was 20 years old and they are a household name, multi-billion dollar corporation, young kid out of Hawaii, breaking all the international sales records. Now, I can tell you right now that wasn't because I was great. That was because I serve a God who is merciful, who opened the door for me, and I took advantage of it and walked through it, and he led the way. By the end of that first year, I made $250,000 from living homeless in the trunk of my car to a door opening by a supreme God, walking through the door, working hard. By the end of the year, I made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I made my first million. I was 23 years of age. Where else can you take someone like me and do that? Where else can something like that happen? I know for a fact I could not have done it in the corporate world. I know for a fact I would never have been qualified to make that kind of money in the corporate monkey game. Not in a million years could I have been qualified to do that. Ever. Not going to happen. With dyslexia, emotional baggage, issues, all that stuff. And yet here, God opened a door for this platform to say, hey, you can make something of yourself here. Come on, let's go. And so that's basically how I started since then. And 14 years ago, I started a training seminar company where I trained, developed, and equipped people that were entrepreneurs who wanted to go out there and do some extraordinary things. And together as a team, we equipped them to be able to go out and do and get extraordinary results by helping their people to succeed in a very unusual way. So because of that training seminar system, we have tremendous success in every venture that we've done and have made millions of dollars beyond the first million that I made. I am a mother of 5 children, raising my 5 children while working 20 hours a week in my part-time business, generating 6 and 7 figures in this industry. Have never made less than 6 figures in this industry, by the way, and started in my, you know, early 20s. Isn't that beautiful? I think it's beautiful that we've got that kind of opportunity laid out before us even right now. Many of you are part of lots of different ventures, lots of different types of opportunities, lots of different companies, products, whatever. All of us are. But I just think it's awesome that we all have the chance to step up and do something great with our lives. But we'll have to be willing to step up to the plate to take the chance. So, first of all, before I get into our topic, I also wanted to just tell you, somebody invited you on this call, and I want to tell you that you need to go to them and you need to thank them, because it says a lot about their character, says a lot about their personality, says a lot about their integrity, says a lot about who they are as a person, that they would be willing to direct you to somebody else that can help you, that can equip you, that can develop you, that can give you some cutting-edge training and strategy for the 21st century. And it says a lot about somebody. It means they don't have a bunch of pride and ego involved where they could send you to somebody else to get equipped. Because a lot of people with big egos, especially in this industry, especially in the home-based business, interpersonal industry, I will tell you right now, biggest egos I've ever seen. Biggest. Everyone wants to control everybody, and everybody wants to be responsible for somebody else's success. So they certainly aren't going to send you to someone who can help you. And so it says a lot about the person that invited you on this call. They have their character in the right place. They got their ego in the right place. Thank them. thank them for who they are and what it is that they're doing. And I can guarantee you this, if they're succeeding in their current business venture, you will, you need to, I admonish you, pay attention to what they're doing. It's very, very important that you do that. So let's get right into it. Okay, in business, and I didn't go to college, so I don't know, but I will tell you this. In 1992, I started my own network marketing company. I started my first company when I was 2021, which was a seminar company. My second company I started was a, but I've always ran distributorship. Started my first distributorship when I was 19. But I started my own traditional corporation when I was 22. And so I'm talking from personal experience. I'm not talking to you about, you know, because I read it in a book. I'm not talking to you about something that I heard. I'm talking to you right now from absolute personal experience. I have two business models to compare because I personally owned both business models. And what I will tell you is that when I started my network marketing company, which happened on a whim, took all the money that I made the year I made $250,000, invested it into a product line in the weight loss and nutrition industry, had manufacturers, had, you know, doctors, had lawyers, had everything you can imagine, a full staff, big office, blah, blah, right? I've been down both roads. And I remember the day when I said, I wish I could just be a distributor again. Because I'm telling you, the headache and the heartaches were amazing. But anyway, so I'm not talking to you from somebody who has a theory. I'm talking from personal experience, okay? Now, in business, and I didn't go to college, so don't ask me what my credentials are. Don't ask me what classes I've taken. I've taken none. This is just from a track record that I believe God handpicked me out of the pit that I grew up in, which was welfare-stricken. My entire family's been on welfare, lots of drugs. Lots of immorality in every way you can imagine. I lived that very same life early on and still struggle with some things as we all do. But here's the reality. The reality is that leverage is everything in business. That's the reality. Leverage is absolutely crucial in the success of any business, okay, of any business. And I'm just going to break it down and make it plain. This industry has more leverage to offer than majority of the business models available. What is leverage? Well, leverage basically is that you're being able to leverage your time by using talents and gifting and time of other people. It helps you to be able to multiply your efforts in the form of time, which time is also money. Okay, so here's the facts. Let me just paint the picture of leverage. Let's just talk about somebody who's going to venture off in starting a company, some kind of a corporation, or even a network marketing company, a direct sales company or something like that. Well, first of all, here's the facts of what it takes. And again, this comes from personal experience. The reality is that, number one, you got to have some kind of talent. That is very helpful, okay? If you're going to start a company, you're going to need some kind of talent, whether it's talent in working with people, whether it's talent to have foresight of products for the marketplace, whether it's talent in accumulating resources. It could be in talent in sales. You've got to have some kind of talent if you're going to start off in business. That's what you've got to start off with. Number two, you have to have a vision. Everyone that starts a company has to have some kind of a vision. They've got some kind of a mission statement, some kind of a purpose. Whether it is a purpose of the services they want to deliver to the marketplace, maybe it's a mission statement if they're going to supply the best customer service that is available, or they're going to supply the best products that are available, that they're going to supply the most cutting edge. Whatever it is, they have some kind of a vision, mission statement, or purpose that is threaded through their entire organization. And every single decision that they make, they always go back to what is their mission, what is their purpose, what is their vision. So people in business must have some kind of a vision statement, a mission statement, or some kind of a purpose as to what they're doing, who they're going to do it for, and how are they going to get the job done. Number three, it takes resources. If you're going to start a traditional business, you must have resources. Sometimes you need tens of thousands of dollars. Sometimes you need hundreds of thousands of dollars. Sometimes you need millions of dollars, depending on what kind of business venture you want to do, how big you want it to get, and how fast you want it to grow. Is typically determined by the amount of capital that you have to invest. And so resources in the form of capital, got to have it, no question about it. Also resources in the form of people. Who do you know that can run your company? Who do you know that you trust to handle the finances of your company? Who do you know that has the capability to go out there and find resources like manufacturing, and that they actually know what they're doing in finding those manufacturing facilities. That's a whole other topic. You understand what I'm saying? You've got to have quite a venue of resources at your disposal in order for you to be able to start a company, really starting off on the right foot right out of the gate. Number four, you need an executive staff, and if that person is you, that's great. Have you ever done it before? This question I got for you. Executive staff, you know, like CEOs, that's the chief executive officer. All decisions go through him. That person also has to have the ability to be able to oversee different departments inside of the organization and also have the ability to raise up the strengths of the current people that are upon that team. So you got a CEO, you got a president who basically, you know, is the one, the spokesperson in front of the whole organization, is the one directing all the traffic, comes up with some ideas, goes to the CEO, and the CEO usually says, poo-poo, no thanks, I don't think it's going to work. Not always, but most of the time. I've been in those situations before. Vice president, you know, there's got to be a vice president. There's controllers, there's bookkeepers, there's salespeople and sales managers. There's the customer service department, the marketing department, the communications department, the technical department that has programmers. Those people cost a ton of money. The technicians that actually do what the programmers want them to do. Then you've got the graphic artists and designers. You've got the writers, the people who are responsible for writing what's supposed to be on your labels. The writers who are responsible for writing out your brochures. The writers who are responsible for writing what's supposed to be on the website. The writer really is the person who's going to customize the verbiage, the sales copy, for the image of your company. What do you want to say to the public? You've got to have a professional writer to write those things. Image consultant. Very important, especially in today's market. Hello. When I first started my company, you should have seen my labels. They were so pathetic. But we did millions of dollars in sales, and that's all right. But image consultants, yes, if you want to be competitive and successful in today's market, you do. You need image consultants to definitely give you a cutting edge for your packaging. People do buy just for packaging. There's no question about that. You know, you got to have your warehouse set up. Then you got to have your warehouse manager, and then you've got to have him managing your warehouse space, right? Then, of course, research and development. Don't forget that department, because if you don't have that department, you're going to die. Let me tell you why. Because the new product that you came up with, the great idea, the wonderful invention that you have, if you do not continue to do research and development, the marketplace could be completely going in a different direction without you. If you do not know what the market is demanding, then you certainly can't make it to give it to them. And so you have, the research and development department is almost as important as the president of the company because of the fact that they're the ones that are really going to be having the cutting edge. They're really the one with their pulse on the marketplace. They're really the ones watching the ebbs and flows, seeing where purchasing is happening, seeing what people are, what trends are happening, and what people are moving towards. So you must have those people, and not to mention the doctors, especially if you're going to start a company like I did, which was in health and nutrition and weight loss. I knew how to gain weight. I was no good at that. Gained 50 pounds 4 times in 2 years. Isn't that amazing? No, 4 times in 4 years, sorry. From 18 to 22, I was 50 pounds overweight. 4 different times. And by the way, I wasn't pregnant in those 4 years. I was many years after that, though. Anyway, so got to have doctors. And if you're going to do something in the nutrition industry, which is a, you know, multi-billion dollar industry, you better have a staff of them. And you better have several opinions of them, by far. Okay, so, or if you're, like, doing some kind of, you know, who knows, got to have analysts. Got to have analysts. Those people are big bucks. So you kind of need that executive staff that, by the way, could potentially cost you millions of dollars a year. So that kind of adds to the resources that you need as far as the capital goes. You really can't live with most of that kind of stuff if you want to be very successful, super successful in business anyway. Number five, you need legal help. Here's why. Well, the literature that your writers are producing, it better be in compliance with the FTC and the FDA. Otherwise, you're in big trouble. I've watched companies go under in a heartbeat because they were not compliant with the FTC or the FDA. Why? The company was not smart enough to have a legal staff on staff making sure that every piece of literature that went out to their field was legal. No, man, they were making physical claims, cure claims, financial claims. They were just were not legal. There's a very fine line of what the FTC and the FDA allows you to do. Well, if you're out there just, you know, writing stuff out and boom, you put it out to the field, you could get yourself in trouble just as we've watched many companies. Just 2 years ago, 5 companies go under Very successful companies. Why? Because they did not invest in legal help to help keep them compliant with the government. Number six, product manufacturers. Got to have those. Hello, if you don't have product manufacturers, then you don't have products. And, of course, if you're in anything that has to do with the body, with the skin, anything that has to do, if you're trying to target the baby boomers, for example, you need pharmaceutical labs inside those product manufacturers. You need scientists inside those product manufacturers. You need doctors inside those product manufacturers. And you better make sure that those product manufacturers are FDA approved. And you better have the know-how to pick the right product manufacturer that is not cutting corners, that isn't putting sawdust in your tablets, or in your shake mix, like happened to me, or what kind of contracts to engage in with these product manufacturers. You have to have the know-how, expertise, or have access to somebody else that does. Number seven, you need sales copywriters, and those are expensive. I know some sales copywriters that cost $100,000 for one sales letter that they write. Why? Because it creates millions of dollars. So I hope you have that kind of money to invest. Number eight, you need web developers and web marketers. You know, there's a lot of people putting up websites right now, but they don't do squat. Why? Because they're put up by the company, and usually the company, all they do is give the points that don't matter to a prospect. You need sales copywriters and web marketers who know how to get somebody to click and say, yes, I'll join now. That's an art. Do you know how to do that art? A lot of people that think they do, but results are truly the bottom line. Number nine, you need your audio and visual people, the media department. Why? Because you need press kits. You gotta have press kits. I mean, that's basically everything all lumped in, your message, your vision, your products, the company, all that stuff in a kit so that, boom, you hand it to somebody and they know everything that you are and what you do and how you do it. The audio and visual people, why? Because if you're going to have any kind of a sales field, they want to have good, sexy and savvy material to bring to somebody that's impressive, that makes the company look good. Do you know how to do that? I don't. Number 10. This is just to throw it all in together. Pressure. You got to have pressure, meaning you have to be able to handle the pressure, to handle it all, and to make it all work. Number 11. Now you need someone to market what you have. That's number 11. You mean you got to have all that stuff before you get your sales force? Yeah. Now you got to have somebody to market what you have. You've already come up with your product or service. You got the infrastructure set up. That's the first thing, okay? You can't do it all, so you got to leverage your time with other people's talent. That's why you hire all these different departments and all these other people, okay? Oh, I forgot one. Number 12. You need a building, right? You need an office. You got to have a physical location. Otherwise, they think you're a fly-by-night scam, right? So you need office supplies. You've got overhead. You've got a building, $5,000, $10,000 a month just in the corporate offices, not to mention the thousands of dollars a month for your warehouse. Oh, and then you need phones. You need a phone system. That's another $5,000 to $10,000 for the phone system. You need desks. You need chairs. You need paper clips, man. You need post-it notes. And you got to supply them for everybody. So, yes, let's not forget the monthly overhead. All right? So there you go. There's a traditional business. Go start one. Well, we're not done, actually. There's one of three ways now that you're going to have to market your products. There's one of three ways to get your product out to the marketplace. Number one, you could have, there's probably more than this three, but these are three that I noted for myself. Owning companies through the years, I will tell you the three from my personal experience. Number one, you can hire a sales staff. Yeah, hire a sales staff. That's a great idea. A, you need a trainer because there's very few people out there that are very good in that area. B, you need a manager. You need to have somebody that manages that sales team. Why? Because some of them are probably, you know, sitting there having long lunches and not doing their work and not hitting their quotas and stuff like that. So you need someone to babysit those salespeople. C, you need a coordinator. The coordinator is the one that basically, you know, basically tells the salespeople where they're supposed to go. They come back to the coordinator. They give the sales to the coordinator. The coordinator does the paperwork. The coordinator makes sure that the product gets shipped, right? Things like that. Coordinator does the follow-up calls, making sure that everything came together so the salesperson can continue out there selling. D, you need some telemarketers to set up appointments for the salespeople because none of them want a cold call anymore. And E, you could do D or E, it's optional, which is advertising. That's a whole other beast all on its own. And another gigantic expense, okay? So advertising, Hello, yes, you could totally advertise. And if you are not a professional sales copywriter, if you've never done advertising before, well, then basically you're taking some serious risks. It costs you anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to basically run some kind of advertising, just a little bit of advertising. Then you've got to decide, what kind of advertising do you want to do? Newspaper? Do you want to do yellow pages? Do you want to do radio commercials? Do you want to do television commercials? Do you want to do infomercials? Obviously, some venues of advertising are more expensive than others, but the point is this. I remember when I first started in advertising, all I did was copy an ad that someone gave me that they used that got success. That's what I did. But then, just to cut that, about a year later, we ran the very same ad in the very same paper. What used to bring in, you know, 40, 50, 60 calls a day, a year later brought 3 or 4 calls a day. So what happens then? Well, then I had to learn, then I had to run another ad. So I came up with something, and I spent $500 on this ad, and this is a tiny little classified ad. Guess what happened? Nothing. I lost $500. Listen, this happens in small businesses every single day. They take their entire advertising budget, they come up with the greatest whatever that they could come up with, and it could be, you know, the person that's running the company is really good with numbers but doesn't know a darn thing about selling anything, and he's the one writing some sales copy, and guess what happens? The thing flops. You lose $5,000, it's down the tubes. That's part of business. It's the way it goes. Okay, number two, the second thing that you can do is you can open up a retail storefront. Yeah. Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk about a retail storefront. A, you can get staff. You need a staff. You need someone to open and close the store, unless, of course, you want to work 7 days a week, which, you know, is optional. If you want to work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's fine. You need a janitor, unless you want to be the one scrubbing the toilets, unless you want to be the one dusting all of your product that you have on display. You need decorators. That's kind of important. I mean, it's really kind of important. You want people to have that great feel when they come into your retail store that, wow, this is nice and it's impressive. And, you know, most of us don't know how to do that. You don't believe me, look at most of your friends' houses. That'll tell you something. But yeah, I mean, companies hire decorators to come in and do product displays to make them, you know, enticing, to make them marketable, to make them, you know, to make it so that it entices somebody, almost seduces somebody to purchase that product that's sitting there on that display. C, you need a manager. Yes, so that you can have a life. D, you need to advertise again. You absolutely need to advertise. Why? Because if you just open a storefront, how in the world is anyone going to know you're even there? How are you competing in a competitive marketplace today? You can't. So advertising is very important. And again, you run into the same problem if you've not had a lot of experience. If you are not an expert in the area of advertising and sales copywriting, hello, chances are you're going to blow the budget and people are not going to walk through the door. Or you may get lucky. Some people do. I do know people that, you know, they hit the gold pot now and again, but it's not real common. So yes, you must advertise so that you can have people come through the door, which also is very risky. And again, you know, you might blow a ton of money on an ad and it may pull a ton of people coming through the doors and it may pull absolutely nothing coming through the doors. So if you're not a pro advertiser, you're kind of shooting in the dark. E, you need salespeople who can actually get the job done instead of the teenagers who are talking on the phone when you're not around. They're just talking to friends, talking to friends, chewing their gum, picking their nose, whatever, because that's all that you can afford. That's the level of salespeople you can afford, so that's what you get, and therefore, somebody asks them a question, they go, I don't know. Now, can you tell me about this phone system? I don't know. Well, is the manager around? No. You and I, guys, have been in these situations where we've had people respond that way, and you wonder how they keep a job. Okay, so anyway, so you know you hire what you can afford, which is somebody who's probably not going to get the job done, right? The more you pay for a salesperson, usually, not always, but usually you wind up having somebody, you know, hello, getting the job done, bringing in some sales. So, that's number two. You can go ahead and start a retail storefront. Sounds a little risky. Sounds like you might have some, you won't have a life. Sounds like there's a lot of money to be pouring out with not a lot of return. And I mean a lot of money. We're talking thousands of dollars every single month with a very, very low return for the first 5 years. Those, my friends, are the statistics. Number three, interpersonal marketing, network marketing, direct sales, whatever you want to call it, multi-level marketing. I hate those other names, but there we go. It's all about outsourcing and teamwork, okay? That's the third venue. If you got yourself a product or whatever, you want to be in business, here's one option. It's all about outsourcing and teamwork, okay? There you are. Let's say that you have, that you want to be in business, all right? And yet you do not have the 12 things that I just gave you that you would need if you were to start a company. that you do not have the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of dollars to invest like the company head did that you're currently a distributor for, right? Whatever company it is, whether it's a phone service, a legal service, insurance, whatever it is, a nutritional, a potion, a lotion, a skincare, a drink, a whatever, right? Whatever it is, those companies out there in the direct sales industry, those companies have put up the millions and millions of dollars before you ever even heard about them. They were the ones that put up the headache, the hassle, the stress, the pressure, the dealing with all of those people I just mentioned, all the employees, all the different departments, architecting that entire thing and doing the advertising. They already did all that. They already put the hundreds of thousands of dollars in taking the risk before you ever even heard their name. Before you ever even heard their name. The interpersonal marketing, the direct sales industry, okay, is a multi-billion dollar industry. Multi-billion dollar industry. And here is basically why. Here is why. Because it's all about leverage in business. It's all about leverage in business. It's all about outsourcing and teamwork. A, you're going to contract in. Here you are. You are a business person. And this is the way I saw it when I started in this industry many years ago after I finished my 6 months of failing. You're wanting to get into business, and yet you do not have all the things I just mentioned. So, A, this is what you do. This is what I did. You contract in a company who has everything I just mentioned. They made the investment. They have the talent. They have the resource. They take all the risks. They have the hassle. They have the headaches. And some of them actually love it. And some of them are awesome at it. I have a friend, Rudy, that I've known for 10, 11 years. He loves running his company. He loves managing all those people in all of the countries that he does business in. I mean, he has this responsibility that is amazing. It is totally amazing. And he loves it, and he's good at it. That's what God raised this man up to do. Not me, but that's what he wants to do. Those are the best people to go into business with. That's the best kind of a company to be teamed up with. Someone has a proven track record that has done an awesome job. They've already made all that investment, right? So you leverage what you don't have against what they do have. That's smart. That's wise. You don't have the millions. Maybe you don't have all the things that these corporate heads have. But you've got the time. Leverage your time against their talent and watch what happens in that partnership. B, capital is negotiable in the direct sales industry. It is absolutely negotiable. Here's why. I started with $2.03 to my name and a $35,000 debt. I was able to pre-market some product in order to get the money started to make a big purchase. That's how I did it. I collected checks from 40 people at $125 each, and that's what made my initial purchase to get me in at the top level of that company. That's how I made $2,000 the first 10 hours. Instead of working my way at making $10 a program, I made 50. So capital is negotiable. Why is our industry so successful, more successful than any other? Because capital is negotiable. It's best if you have some. It's best if you have a couple thousand dollars, if not about $10,000 to get started, versus, you know, having to have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. It's not even worth comparing. I mean, I started with nothing. It's best. I've seen people who have started with something and have a much better shot. Why? It's good to have an advertising budget. It's good to have a training budget. It's good to make some investments into purchasing leads from advertisers and things like that. It's good to have product on hand. But you don't need to have millions of dollars of product on hand. That's the risk business people take. And yet people in our industry, they whine because they got to buy $500 worth of inventory. Give me a stinking break. That's like ridiculous. There's even companies right now where it costs zero to get started. And guess what? People don't sign up. Cracks me up. I'll get into that later because I'm going to go on the negative side in a minute. C, okay, interpersonal marketing, direct selling industry. C, you need training and development. You absolutely need to do that. You need to outsource those things. And by the way, you can outsource capital. You can get a loan from somebody to get yourself started. Start with a couple thousand dollars. That's honestly the smartest way to go for advertising budget, for a training budget, for a product budget, for, you know, inventory budget to start off yourself healthy in business. That's how you should start. And that's coming from a businesswoman to a business potential. But training and development, that's C. Very important. Gotta have it. Can't live without it. Why? It's specialized knowledge. A doctor invests 10 years and a couple $100,000 into themselves to become a professional. Same with a lawyer, dentist, a corporate head. They all do. This is no different. This industry, direct sales, is no different. You need specialized knowledge to go the distance. It will save you money in the long run, keep you from making costly mistakes that potentially will put you out of business, give you shortcuts and strategies that will take months, if not years, off of your learning curve. And let me tell you something. When you are in your learning curve, when you're in your rookie season, starting in business, I'm telling you right now, those mistakes are very costly and can put some of you out of business. Best investment you can make in yourself is getting the specialized training and knowledge that will teach you how to cut to trim the fat off of your business so that you can become more profitable. Teach you really how to be specialized in your skill so that you are not making mistakes with your sales force. So you're not making mistakes with your customers. So you're not making mistakes in the prospecting process. D, overhead. Yes, there is overhead. Yes, you need a place to work. But do you need to go out and spend $10,000 on office space? Not. You actually save money on taxes being in a home-based business. Give me a break. You don't need to go out there and spend $5,000, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000 on a corporate office space like the company head of the current company you're looking into right now. You don't have to do that. You need to turn a spot in your house into an office. And now that part of your house is a write-off. A certain percentage of your home now becomes a write-off. You don't have to go out there and buy a phone system. You use your existing phone. And today we got all these long-distance services where it's like capped off unlimited long distance for $40 a month. Give me a break. Where if you are in an office and you're making outbound and inbound calls, having an office, having a business line, the phone companies charge you an arm and a leg for that. So give me a break, man. Just even starting a home-based business, you get to write off a portion of your house. You get to write off part of your phone. You can probably write off the entire phone. You can write off your internet service. You can write off your web stuff. I mean, it is ridiculous, the write-offs that we have available to us just by saying, I'm in a home-based business. So signing the stupid application instantly takes you to some major tax benefits versus starting a company and having to build extra overhead. You don't have to build extra overhead. You're living in the existing overhead. That's like so minor, it's unbelievable. E, advertising. Yes, being in business, indirect sales, you should do some kind of advertising to complement working your warm contacts, to complement working your lukewarm contacts, which are the people that you bump into, people you meet, or referrals. You should definitely do some kind of lead generation, some advertising on the side. Well, let's talk about that. This is what's awesome about our industry, because I just gave you a few things that are outsourced. Here's another one that is completely outsourced. Advertising. For example, one of my contacts that I've used for years that we've had great success with in our network marketing direct sales business, with the best lead we have ever worked personally, came from Cutting Edge Media, who is an advertising agency. They specialize in advertising. That's what these guys went to school to do. That's what they built a multi-million dollar company on, because they are a successful advertiser. Are you? No, neither am I. Neither am I. I don't know how to advertise. But what I learned, you know, 15 years ago, almost 16 years ago, you know what I learned about succeeding in business? Find other people that are good at what I'm not good at and capitalize on their strengths. That's smart. So I realized I don't know how to advertise. I'm wasting money. Hire somebody that's good at it. Duh. Well, check it out. The way Cutting Edge has it set up, here's how we work, okay? Duh. Here it is. And again, if you already have a lead generation source, use them. I don't care. It doesn't matter. The point is, outsource this area of your business so you're not losing money. So they're the ones that spend the thousands of dollars on running an ad campaign. If the ad campaign flops, they lose the money, not you. If you were the one that built the thousands of dollars into an ad campaign, who lost the money? You lost the money. That's the bottom line, and that's the total reality. But someone like Cutting Edge Media, they're the ones that take all the risk, right? And they only make money if they generate leads. That's the only way they make money. If they generate leads, and then guess what you purchase? The people who called on the ad. Isn't that beautiful? And some people are whining about the fact that they're spending $200, $300, $400, $500 on leads. Oh, my gosh. Go down the street and talk to the guy who's running a retail store who's spending thousands of dollars and not having anything happen for him, and has been doing it for 2 years and still hasn't seen a profit. Give me a break, man. Some of you are so afraid to sign up for a lead program at $100 a month. Most of my clients, to be honest with you, they don't have enough leads, and that's why they're failing. You cannot get excited nor drive a business with 2 leads a day. It's impossible. Totally impossible. You need, 30, 40 leads a day. Some people do 100 to 150 leads a day. And so, and again, it depends on how fast you want to build and how much time you want to put in. But, for example, Jason Cole, he is a pro. This is what they do. Go to my site. He's a vendor in there. If you are currently playing around for advertising and you are failing at it, hello. Try something that's tried and proven. Outsource. You don't have to be in control of everything. Get your ego out of the way and plug into something that we know is working. Again, and working for thousands of people over the place. They've helped thousands of people make millions of dollars in this industry and outside of this industry. Go to my website in the vendors area. Talk to Jason Cole. He will help you. He will get you set up. Tell him what you need, and he will show you the different packages that may or may not work for you. And his service is second to none. His service is amazing. They truly want to see you succeed because they know that's the only way they're going to keep you as a customer is if those leads are working for you. Okay, F, you need Salesforce. Yes, you do. So go build one. That's the only part you have to do. Go build one. The company pays them for you. Here you are leveraged again. You don't have to do payroll. You don't have to figure out bonuses. You don't have to figure out the compensation structure. They have analysts. They hire analysts to come up with that stuff. And guess what? You don't have to. You will leverage your time against their talent once again. And let the company figure out the comp plan. Let them figure out the bonus structure. Let them figure out the profit sharing. Let them figure out the quotas. Let them figure out the qualifications. You don't have to figure out any of that stuff. I had to when I was running my own company. So, Salesforce, go get one. Go build one. It's simple. G, customers. You need customers. Go get them. The company takes care of all the shipping, the product development. They get the product to the customer for you. Some businesses, they got a little business going on. They have to be the sales department and the customer service department and the shipping department. They get a lead, they call a person, they sell it, they gotta go package it up, then they gotta ship it themselves. Like the eBay people. Okay, you don't have to do that. You have outsourced that through your company. You outsourced the warehousing, shipping, and receiving. You did that. Isn't that beautiful? I think it is. I think it's gorgeous. Okay, so here we go, Joe. So, this is what some of you are thinking right now, and I'm totally gonna run out of time. I could have done an hour and a half call on this one right here alone. What about the people who fail and lose money? I totally understand. Completely. I completely 100% understand. And here's my answer. Those people that fail, there are people in every single industry globally that fail. My question to you is, do you want to take the risk of spending tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars and all the headache, hassle, and all the things I just mentioned and risk failing at that? Or would you rather have something where you have the least amount of risk and move forward? Yeah, are there people that fail? Yes, and I'm going to tell you why. I've been a trainer in this industry for many years. I've personally developed sales forces of tens of thousands, and this is what I will tell you. Most people fail because they don't work. Most people fail because they work in the area that does not build their income. They're in management mode. Most people fail because they lack belief. They lack conviction. And most people fail because of a lack of commitment. When you put up $100,000 or $1 million to start a business, you can't fail. You can't turn your back on it. You have to make it work. You are 100% committed. You are 100% determined. Most people fail in this industry because they did not put out enough to make them commit. That's the bottom line. Are there people that fail in real estate? Yes. Does that mean you won't do it? It shouldn't. If you're basing whether or not you're going to succeed in life on other people's failures, there's a problem. And the problem is not with the industry. The problem is something that you've got to look in the mirror about. Here's another thing I know some of you are saying. Well, who can actually succeed? Who succeeds in the direct sales industry? You know what? There are so many different levels of success. Do you know that this month, 175,000 people in the United States alone will sign up in a direct sales business? In a network marketing, interpersonal marketing company? Yeah. 175,000 people will sign up in the U.S. alone. 475,000 will sign up worldwide. That's according to the DSA. 49 million individuals globally are in the direct sales industry today. And it has created more millionaires than any other industry on the face of the planet. This is the industry more people are succeeding at than any other, than real estate, than legal, than medical. There's no one else that even can compete with the industry. So who can succeed at it? Anyone can. I was a broke, go homeless cocktail waitress. I know people that are doctors that have made millions of dollars in the same industry that I made millions of dollars in. It doesn't matter, educated or uneducated. There's not another industry that can say that. All walks of life succeed and make money in this industry. And at different levels of success. Most people that get started in this industry do not have a desire to become a millionaire. They may say they want to, but the reality is they're not willing to commit or go to work at the level that they need to do it. But there's a lot. There are tens of thousands, actually there are millions of people earning a few hundred dollars a month in this industry. Enough to make ends meet. Enough for them to get out of debt. Enough for them to enjoy life just a little bit more. Enough for them to put away for their retirement. Enough for them to go on a vacation if they save that money for the year. There are millions of people making a little bit of money in the industry. And then there are, I don't know exactly what the number is, but there are hundreds of thousands making quite a substantial income in this industry. A replacement of a full-time job income. And then there are those who are making millions of dollars every single year. Many, many thousands and hundreds of thousands of people earning six figures every single year who never would have made that any other place. And again, this is the first time, by the way, in the industry that we have had professionals. This decade, we've had professionals, doctors, lawyers. In fact, I just coached a lawyer who walked away from the legal profession because of the stress and because of the no time freedom. Now is in direct sales full time. Currently building an income to replace that job as a lawyer that owned her life. There are millions of professionals getting started worldwide in this industry. Every single year, millions of them getting started. Okay? So lots of levels of success. You pick which one you want to do. Then you get yourself some specialized training. Outsource that training. Plug into us. I mean, we are that service for the industry. DannyJohnson.com. That's what we are. Okay? What if someone has repeatedly failed in the industry? Reminds me of somebody I just talked to tonight. I got on the call with our Dynasty leaders tonight. And a gentleman got on the phone, and he just said, "Hey, Danny, this is Todd. I just wanted to tell you I've been in the industry since 1989, and I have failed miserably since 1989, and since creating a dynasty, and also first step to success, I now have a team. I am now making money. I am now actually training a team. I am now building a sales force, and I am having success, and I am making income that is growing each and every month. How's that?" Well, that just shows you. I could tell you stories all day long on this one. I've coached many people who have failed for 10, 20 years. Boom, got the right kind of specialized knowledge, got the right kind of training, had the right kind of breakthroughs, and rose up and are now making a tremendous amount of income. Tremendous amount of income. Why? Because they persisted. Just like Edison, who persisted, made 10,000 mistakes before he ever created the light bulb. Sylvester Stallone, hello, Sly Stallone, with Rocky. You know how many times he got rejected? He got rejected so many times his head was spinning. People tell him it's not going to work. It's a stupid film. Terrible script. It's not going to work. People won't like it. Hello? That thing is a classic and has made millions and millions and millions of dollars. Just like any industry, guys. Just like any industry. Bottom line is that 98% of the population is dead or dead broke by the age of 65 and only 2% of the population is succeeding financially. And that doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter. I've seen many who have been in lots of companies who have failed at all of them, and then boom, they got it. And they made it, just like an actress or an actor. Same exact thing. Same exact thing. Okay, what flaws, Danny, are there in the industry? Let me tell you. I got a long list of flaws. Just like I'm sure I could give you a long list of flaws in real estate, insurance, the medical profession, the legal profession, you name it. The technology industry. Hello, the investment industry. Hello, there's flaws everywhere. There are a few, like any business. One, the major flaw, there's two major ones that I see right away and have seen for 16 years, and one of them is this. It's too inexpensive to get in. Therefore, there's nothing to lose. which leads to inadequate commitment levels, which means it's easy for someone to quit and move on. It's easy for someone to sign up because it doesn't cost much for them to join. Then when they do join, they rather watch the television, they rather buy their excuses, be filled with fear, quit next week. Why? Because they didn't spend $100,000 getting in. Because their life does not depend on it working. Because their children aren't going to starve if they don't make it work. That's why. Right. So that is an inherent flaw of our industry. It's too inexpensive to get started, which means that it opens the door for anybody in America to get started, and most of America is lazy, unmotivated, with no purpose, no drive, no passion, no vision, no nothing. Absolutely complacent and comfortable. Therefore, there is not an eager desire in them to get out there and make things happen. Here's the second thing. And by the way, I have seen many who are comfortable who go out and make millions of dollars in the industry, and I have seen many who are desperate people go out and make millions in the industry. I've personally trained people that have gone out and made millions, okay? So here's training is another thing that is an absolute flaw in the industry. We have unprofessional, watered-down sales approach that is out there. The 21st century is savvy, and they don't like it. That's true, which is where we come in, which is why you want to outsource your training and development for your entire sales force. Why? First of all, you don't have the time if you plan on growing a business. Second of all, if you don't have the experience that somebody else has made millions, then chances are you're leading your sales force in a direction that may not be profitable. So you outsource those things. You capitalize on somebody else's expertise, and it helps to grow your business. And so training and development is a huge vacuum in the industry, gigantic. Usually second and third level down in a sales force, yes, most duplication happens. Beyond that, it doesn't exist, which is why I started my training company many, many years ago, and that's how I developed my sales force. So that's one thing, okay? So here's another flaw. There's much more involved than most people realize, and most try to do it all without the expertise. You know, the first part is simple, enroll new customers, enroll new representatives every day. That first just getting started, that part is simple. Then they dabble in other areas of business that are headed, that are needed, but is an experiment, and it takes time and energy from actually building their business. So pretty soon, no new reps or customers are being enrolled. So now they're trying to train and motivate and coach and troubleshoot a totally different job that they now are tackling without expertise. Basically, they're experimenting on their sales force and also developing leaders, advertising, bookkeeping, customer service, web support, and web development. Outsource, outsource, outsource to people who specialize in those areas. Let them do what they are good at, and you keep enrolling new customers and distributors, i.e. training and development, i.e. website. Hello, we've got a free website to help you do that. There's people that you can outsource for bookkeeping. There's people, the company has already taken care of the customer service, and why distributors try to do the customer service themselves is totally beyond me, but they do. But the reality is that most people don't realize really what it takes to succeed, so they start sending their groups in all kinds of different directions that are not profitable. And then they wind up getting discouraged because their check goes down, and then they don't believe anymore, then they quit, and they go back to watching Oprah. So, there you go. There's some flaws in the industry. There's flaws in every single industry on the face of the planet. There truly is. So the reality is this. The risk and the flaws in the direct sales industry nowhere near compare to the risk or the flaws in traditional business. There is absolutely no comparison. They're not even in the same league. But I will tell you this. 49 million individuals will join this year globally. 49 million people will join this year. That's a small country. Will join this year in the direct sales industry. My question to you is, are you going to be the person that goes out and gets a few thousand of them, or 100,000 of them, 2,000 of them? Based on the argument I just gave you, comparing traditional business to direct sales, it is no small wonder that this industry has created more millionaires than any other. Why? Because you can be anybody from anywhere with any level of expertise, and you can outsource the kind of expertise that you need. You can outsource the company to everything that you don't know how to do nor want to do. You can outsource an advertising agency to generate the people to come through your doors. Hello? It's no small wonder that all of us can work privately from the comfort of our own home And by outsourcing a company, outsourcing a training site, like DannyJohnson.com, which is a free membership for people, outsourcing advertising, and then outsourcing a sales force. You employ the efforts of a sales force that goes and gets the sales, but the company is the one who pays them. You outsource the customer service. Hello, it's no small wonder. It's no small wonder. Why? Because all we have to do in this industry is generate the bodies. Get them in. That's a very small skill to have to learn. And if you really want to build a dynasty, if you really want to build something powerful and huge, you want to build an empire, well, then you're going to learn some more skills. Working with people, team building. You're going to learn leadership skills, leadership development, meaning learning how to raise up other six- and seven-figure income earners. You'll learn how to do those things. That's if you want to go that far and make that kind of income. So the question is this. What are you going to do about it? Or what are you going to do with the information I just gave you? We share, as just Americans here on this in this country, we share a $33 trillion debt. We are in a health crisis in our nation. Things are falling apart all around us. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do to not wind up in the 98%? What are you going to do to step up, to take control of this unsettled market that is out there, people losing their jobs by thousands? What are you going to do? You cannot live your life by default. You must live it by design. And here is one way where you can be in a business, working from home, writing off your expenses working from home, outsourcing all of this stuff, all of this expertise that it takes to be in business and be successful. And all you have to do is learn how to master the basics, which is enrolling customers and representatives. Give me a break. The trade-off is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. That's the truth. So get with the person who gave you this information, who put you on this call, who gave you the CD, and tell them, I'm ready to step up and give it my best shot. I'm ready to join the team of 49 million individuals worldwide who are embarking on becoming an entrepreneur. I'm willing to join that team. And I'm willing to join the elite team who want to be professionals in this industry, leading it how it's really supposed to be done. Get with the person and tell them that. And it's time to get started. It's time to get started now.